Proverbs 18, verse 14. The spirit of a man will sustain his infirmity, but a wounded spirit who can bear? I want to read it again. The spirit of a man will sustain his infirmity. We are body, soul, and spirit. We are made after the image of God, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. And we have a body, we dwell in a body, we have a soul, and we have a spirit. That spirit literally means breath. Here's what it is. That life inside, it is that helps us in times of fear to have courage. It is that part of us that helps us to keep on going when it's difficult. It is that part of us, and this is limited in explanation, but it is that part of us that helps us to want to and desire. And it says there that the spirit of man will sustain his infirmity, even when we're having difficulty. That part of us that God has placed in us will help us keep on going. But the last part of the verse says, but a wounded spirit, who can bear? When that spirit, that part of you that keeps you going, that drives you, that helps you, that keeps you up, when that part of you is wounded, what about then? I want to try to preach on this thought. I am wounded. I am wounded. The Lord warned us about a wounded spirit, and He says, who can bear that? When that part of you that keeps you going is wounded and you don't want to go on. When that part of you that keeps you up is wounded and you can't find the way up, don't even know there is an up anymore. When that part of you that has encouragement and drive and desire, when that is wounded, He said no man can bear that. For what do you do when that part in you that drives you is gone and you have no drive? It is a desperate situation. If something doesn't happen, there's a bad end on the way. I want to mention first, a wound can be hurtful. Notice how he words it. A wounded spirit. It literally means to be smitten, but it doesn't mean just to slap one time. It has the idea of beating to a pulp, repeatedly being smitten and hit and stricken. To be beaten, it has the idea of being broken. I think about the man that the Good Samaritan found by the way that had been wounded by thieves. It says they left him wounded and half dead. And that's one thing to have done to you physically, but the Bible's talking in this verse about that happening to us spiritually. Our spirit being wounded, it has the idea of mental or physical impairment. Impairment. A limitation, a handicap. It's something that can be hurtful when a person has a wounded spirit. There's an insecurity involved. They no longer think they're able to do anything. There's the idea of why you can try. What's the use? There is no hope. There's an almost hopelessness that has set in. And the idea is, why even try? What good would it do? There's not only an insecurity involved, but there's an increased sensitivity involved. If you have wounded your arm, it hurts when you touch it. Now, you could have the day before hit on that place, and it would not have hurt you at all. But the wound now has become a place of sensitivity. And you even brush across that wound and there's a pain. And a wounded spirit has that idea. There's a sensitivity involved. It doesn't take much to hurt you more if you've been wounded, because the pain is already there. Just a gentle touch can hurt. Doesn't take much to offend us when we've been wounded. We take everything personally and look at everything as how it affects us if we've been wounded spiritually. Actually, we become self-centered if we're not careful, and we're again thinking about only ourselves. There's a dissatisfaction that's involved. I'm talking about a wound is something that is hurtful. A wounded spirit hurts. There's a dissatisfaction involved. You automatically seem to become pessimistic. Nothing is good. Even a good day, you can find the bad in it. There's a pessimistic, there's a negative attitude. You stop trusting people. You close yourself up and build a wall around you to make sure you don't get hurt more. But in the building of that wall to keep the bad out, you also keep the good out. I say a wounded spirit is something that is hurtful, but it's not only just something that is hurtful, it's something that is hazardous. Now, when we wound ourselves, God has equipped our physical body to heal itself, and it will improve. You cut yourself, you don't do a thing to it. Eventually, it will get better. But a wounded spirit is the exact opposite. It doesn't get better, it gets worse if not dealt with. And it's not only something that is hurtful, it's something that is hazardous. It's easy to do the wrong thing when you're wounded. It's difficult to do the right thing. It's easy to react wrongly. It's easy to do the wrong thing, and it's hard to do the right thing when you're wounded. It's something that is hazardous. It can get worse. I say, when you're wounded, first, don't run. You hunters, when you shoot a deer, what's it going to do? If it can, if there's any life, it runs. And so many times when we get wounded, the first thing we think of is get away, run. Get away from the person, away from the premises, away from the problem. But that may be and probably is the worst thing you could do. That deer in the running makes that circulation flow faster, and the blood is draining out quicker. He is literally taking his own life in trying to run away. That's how it is with a wounded person. We try to run. We try to just quit. I'm not going to serve God anymore. I'm just going to give up my position. I'm just going to stop doing what I've been doing. If we aren't careful, we'll try to run to get away. And in the process of giving up the good, we're no longer receiving the good. We're giving up the good because something bad happened. That's not wise. That's not scriptural. That's not spiritual. And we must not forget that God still has a job for me to do. Just because I've been wounded, by the way, a wound can come from various sources. I have looked at a lot of suggestions about what a wounded spirit is. I have boiled it down to this. Listen closely. Something I wanted to happen didn't. Or something I didn't want to happen did. That's a simple explanation about a wound, what a wounded spirit is. It doesn't matter what it was or who it was or when it was. Something I didn't want to happen did happen. Or something I did want to happen hasn't happened. I say first, it's a wound is a hurtful thing. It's a hazardous thing. When you're wounded, don't run. When you're wounded, don't react. First thing we think about is reacting. doing something. And usually when we do something abruptly and react on impulse, we'll probably do the wrong thing. Don't react. A wounded animal. You ever tried to help a dog that's hurt? And you try and touch that wound, and he'll bite you. It'll strike out. It's reacting because of the pain. When that dog wasn't hurt, the dog would have licked you and glad you're there. But the wound causes him to strike, even the person, listen, who's trying to help him. So don't react. I'm talking about a wound can be hazardous. Don't run and don't react. So many times the person who has been wounded will even attack the innocent and lash out at those that's trying to help. So don't run, don't react, don't repay. One of the first things we want to try and do is get even. If we feel like someone has wronged us, we want them to hurt as much as they've made us hurt. We want to repay, we want revenge, and if we're not careful, we'll do worse damage, not only to them or to the circumstance, but to us ourselves. For that anger inside, that working of wanting to get even is not only detrimental to them, it's to us. By the way, I am still saying that you don't get wounded just by somebody. You can get wounded by anything. But don't repay. I have said that it's hazardous. And I have suggested that we do not run and we do not react and we do not repay. And you want to know why I said those things? None of them will work. They won't make me feel better. They won't help the problem. They will make it worse. That's what I'm saying. A wound can be hazardous. If dealt with wrongly, it will get worse. A wound can be hurtful in a wound can be hazardous, but I am glad that a wound can be helped. Now notice what the verse said, the last part, which is our subject this morning. But a wounded spirit, who can bear? He is saying, when you have a wounded spirit, there isn't anything you can do about it to make it better. In fact, he's saying, you cannot heal yourself. Now that sounds awful hopeless, except for the fact that one fact that's true of this verse, and is the thrust of the verse, and that is you can't heal yourself, but God can. So a wound can be helped. There is help to be had. Humanly speaking, there is no hope. You can't make yourself better. But with God, there's always hope. God can do what we cannot do. Could it take us back to the Good Samaritan? The man was laying beside the road, wounded and half dead. And all of a sudden, he felt somebody come close, and he felt the oil being poured into the wounds. And all of a sudden, he had hope. All of a sudden, that pain was being eased and that soreness was being soothed and he was getting some help. And he felt himself being picked up and placed on the Good Samaritan's donkey and being carried to the inn. And he heard the Good Samaritan say to the innkeeper, whatever it costs, I'll pay for it. I'm going to make sure this man gets well. He will not die of his wounds. I will help him. He could not help himself. Had he been left alone, he'd be dead. But the Good Samaritan came with help and healing. I say the Good Samaritan still in business this morning. He has help and healing for your wound. Amen. There's help to be had. If we'll take it. If we'll take it. A wound can be helped. There's healing, there's help to be had. God is still good, no matter what. I say first, admit. Admit it to yourself and to the Lord. He already knows. Admit, I am wounded. I am hurting. I am in need. And if I don't handle it rightly, if I don't let you help me, it's going to get worse. We must admit where we're at before we ever get help, no matter what our problem is. First, admit, quit excusing ourselves and quit accusing others and say, I am wounded and I need some help. Admit the problem. And then secondly, accept the help. Hey, what a wound will do, what we'll do is we'll wallow in our hurt. And we'll get to where we enjoy our self-pity to where we don't even want the help. We act like we do, we say we do, but we don't. You must want the help that God has for you. You must be willing to accept the help and the healing He's offering. If we know the Good Samaritan, he could have that person who had gotten attacked and robbed. He could have said, I'm sorry. Listen, I'm sorry you bothered me. Just let me lay here in the ditch. Don't waste your time on me. He didn't have to accept the help. He could have laid there and died in misery. And we can do the same thing when we've been wounded. Not only admit the problem, but accept the help. Realize God is able and willing to help you. Jeremiah 30:17, there's so many verses I finally had to just cut some of them out. God said, I will restore health unto thee, and I will heal thee of thy wounds. 2 Corinthians 1:4, the God who comforteth us in all our tribulation. 2 Corinthians 7:6, God that comforteth those that are cast down. Verse after verse after verse after verse, the Bible says you've got a God who can heal you, and He wants to comfort you. He wants to help you. Accept His healing. Ask God for help and take the help He gives you. Stop wallowing in the wound. Stop enjoying your pain. It's time to move on. I'll mention more about that in just a second. We need to admit. We need to accept. We need to act. I'll say this is true. Take some time to hurt. There are some things that are supposed to hurt. When someone you love moves off the scene and moves on to heaven, or when somebody you care about dies, it's supposed to hurt. It's supposed to hurt, and it's okay to hurt. It's okay to be wounded, but it's not okay to stay in the pain and okay to stay in the hurt. And there comes a time when you need to accept the healing that God has and move on and get on, not past it like it never happened and everything's fine. Things will never be the same, but there are times of healing, and there is a point of help that we can move on past it and get through it anyway. And don't you dare for a second think this message is only about somebody who's died and left the scene. There's a whole lot more to this message than just our loved ones passing away. But take time to hurt, but the time comes when it's time to move on and put it behind you the best you can. Whatever the wound is, don't keep wallowing in your wound. Don't keep rehearsing the pain. It'll only get worse. I'm talking about acting, doing something. Now, the Lord done told us you can't heal yourself. But if we'll do what He says, He can heal us. So that's what I'm saying. Act on it. Act on His healing. Do right, even if you don't feel like it. Boy, when you're wounded, you don't want to do right. In fact, doing wrong sounds a whole lot better than doing right. But doing wrong is not going to help. It's going to make matters worse. Not doing right is not going to help. It's going to make matters worse. So do right if you don't want to. Don't do wrong if you do want to. I say that again. Do right if you don't want to, and don't do wrong even if that's what you want to do. Do right, because that's the path to help and healing. We need to act, do what we need to do to receive His healing. If we won't, we will die an old, angry, bitter person who who never got victory. And that's so sad. To remain wounded for the rest of our lives is a thing that would scare me to death. It's time to get fixed. It's time to get help. It's time to quit being defeated. It's time to go on. It's time to do what's right and get some help from God. Next thing, don't overreact. I'm telling you, when you're wounded, it's so easy to just jump, just do what seems natural and overreact and overrespond, and everything's bigger than it used to be and things are worse than they used to be, and just overreact. It'll make it worse. You see, there's still somebody who cares for you. If nobody on earth does, your God does. If everybody's mad at you and they ain't, if everybody hates you and they don't, if no one cares, but they do, God does. So don't overreact. Don't dwell on the negatives. Don't rehearse it over and over and over and over. You're just going to make it worse. Put it aside. Rehearse the good things. I've been hurt, but my God's still good. I'm struggling, but my God is still good. Rehearse the good things instead of the bad things. Don't overreact. Stay away from negative people. This may be a tough one for some of you. You may be married to them. Your spouse may be married to one of them too, by the way. You can figure that out later. Do your best to not hang around negative people, because all they're going to do is bring you down. All they're going to do is talk about your boar wound and how you've been hurt. All they're going to do is bring you down. Or listen, they may not even talk about what happened to you and what wounded you, but they're just negative about everything. Good and gracious, you can have a bright, sunshiny day, and that kind of person will bring you down anyway. Don't hang around them when you're wounded, for sure. Find you an uplifter. Find you somebody that'll encourage you. There's somebody. Get you some healthy people. Another thought, there's so many verses about people in the Bible who lifted others up when they needed it. The Bible's full of it. And that's what you need. You need somebody to say, I love you and I'm praying for you. Now let's walk with God. God's been good to us today. I got a couple of people around here right now just popped in my mind. It'd be good to get in touch with you. We got some uplifters. We probably got some down-downers too. I didn't think about any of them, so I thank the Lord for that. You stay away from negative people. Get around healthy people. Listen, speak carefully. I had on my notes to begin with, be quiet. But I thought that's too mean. So I said it anyway. We need to be careful how we speak, what we say. What we say affects us. It also affects others. We can hurt someone else because we talk about our wounds so much. Now listen, you need somebody you can talk to. You need a good and godly friend that you can just unload to. You better find one you can trust. You better find somebody who prays. You better find somebody who's faithful to church and loves God, or you'll get the wrong kind of help. But everybody needs a friend that they can say just about anything to. Find you a good friend like that. There's some around. But be very careful who you speak to and what you say. Saying how we feel may be the worst thing for us at times, because all we're doing is hearing it again. So be careful. What we say may harm others or hurt others. What you say may do more damage than good. So be careful what you say. We can say things while we're wounded that we regret later, but you can't take it back. Those words are already out there. So be careful how you speak. The next thing, I'm talking about acting. I'm talking, what can I do to let God help me? The verse said I can't help myself, but He can't. So I want to avail myself to His help. The next thing is go and serve someone. Find you somebody who needs help. Find you someone who's having a tough time and do your best to help them. Listen to these verses again. I had to cut it off. There's so many of them. 1 Corinthians 16:18, Paul's talking about his three friends that came. Listen, for they have refreshed my spirit and yours. They've been such a blessing to me. I am so glad they came. 2 Corinthians 7:13, about Titus, his spirit was refreshed by you all. Did you hear that? His spirit was refreshed by you folks. Find you somebody that you can refresh, who needs a help, needs a hand, needs a friend, needs an encouragement. Find someone that's struggling. Be a refresher. Listen to this. Philemon, Paul says, the bowels of the saints are refreshed by thee, brother. Philemon, you've been such a blessing. And when people really needed you, you were there. You be that refresher to others. Hardly ever does a listen to me. Hardly ever does a refresher get wounded. Because they're always thinking about someone else and giving and helping, and they hardly ever think about themselves. Be a refresher. Find someone to serve. Go serve somebody. My next point, I'm at acting. Don't start anything new. I don't know if that's the best way to put it or not. Don't make any major decisions while you're wounded. Don't make any big plans while you're hurting. You may just make the worst decision of your life and put yourself in a worse situation. And I promise you one thing, the enemy has a trap set up for us all, especially when we're wounded. He would love to put something in front of us that we grasp or go after, and it's the wrong thing. We have an enemy, you know that. Make sure you don't start anything new. If you can, now sometimes you have to. You get fired, it's time to get a new job, I promise you that. But if you can, make sure you avoid important decisions. The next thing, forgive quickly. You love this one already, don't you? One thing we got to do is forgive. Forgiving isn't forgetting. It isn't, I don't even remember what happened. I don't even know what you're talking about. I don't even know what happened. More than likely, unless you like me, you ain't going to forget it. Sometimes getting old and having an old mind is a good thing because you do forget things. But forgiving means I let them go. Or I let it go. You may have to forgive God. Because a lot of people don't get mad at people or the circumstances, they get mad at God. Because he's the one that let it happen. Or he's the one that caused it. And a lot of people live in misery, wounded, because they're mad at God for what he allowed or sent. Can't do that. Forgive. Forgive quickly. Be the one that forgives. If they do or don't, if the circumstance gets straightened out or not, forgive. Let it go. It's releasing them. Releasing it. It is as though it never happened as far as how I act, how I treat them, how I live my day. Forgive and forgive quickly. Don't waste a year being angry. Don't waste a month being wounded. Don't waste a day. Don't waste an hour being bitter. It costs too much. The next one, read your Bible. And you probably thought, oh, good gracious, he had to get to this, didn't he? If you want me to just go on through this, I tell you one thing, you better not. You get in this book, put your nose in this book, put your heart in this book, and read this book like a beggar. Sitting beside the roadside about to starve, begging for a coin from someone. Oh, God, I need something so bad. And, Lord, I know my help comes in this book. Oh, God, speak to my heart. Help me. and you read slowly and read intently and listen to God and beg Him to speak to you, you know what He'll do? He'll speak to you. Oh, how many times I've been hurting and I got help from this book. I can't count the times. I want to tell you, this book is not just a book to inform us. It's to help us and comfort us and take us through what we're facing. Get in this book. Stay in this book. Turn the TV off and get in this book and let it speak to you. My next point, I'm talking about acting. How can I get to where God can help me? Pray. Another one we think, oh, hurry up, preacher. You better not. Oh, listen. We read this book like a beggar. We go to our Father like a little trusting child who's asking for a peanut butter and jelly sandwich from his daddy. He knows daddy's going to give it because he knows daddy loves him, and he knows daddy knows that he needs it. You go to your Father like a little child and say, Father, you know I need you. I need some help. I don't want to be bitter. I don't want to be hurt. I don't want to live in this agony. I don't want to stay where I'm at. Oh, my Father, please, I need you. Will you help me right now? Will you heal my wound? Will you give me grace? Oh, will you help me do the right thing? Pray, and I mean pray. Oh, pray, pray, pray. Spend some time in prayer. Forget about stuff. Put stuff aside. Leave people alone. Find time to pray and pray. Pour your heart out to your Father. And you'll find that oil being poured in to help you through your wound. The next thing, the last thing, walk in the Spirit. Walking in the Spirit means we give ourselves to the Holy Spirit. We submit ourselves to the Holy Spirit. We give Him, listen, control. And you can be walking in the Spirit and still have things happen that'll hurt you. But if you're walking in the Spirit, you'll get help when you are hurt. Walk in the Spirit. The Bible says if we walk in the Spirit, we won't fulfill the lust of the flesh. And when you're wounded, you'd better and I'd better not fulfill the lust of our flesh. We better not do what we want to do. We'll get in trouble. Walking in the Spirit means we give it to Him. With God's help, I won't harbor any hurt. I don't want to hurt anybody just because I'm hurting. My life may be in shambles, but I don't want to make me be a harm and a hurt to somebody else. I want to walk in the Spirit where I can be a help to people. I don't want to hurt people. I don't want to turn even my friends against me. I don't want to hinder my walk with the Lord. And more important than anything, I don't want to displease my Lord. I don't want to displease Him. He has been too good to me. Now, I'll be honest. I've studied this all week, and I kept thinking, well, I know a couple, two or three in the church who's really going through some difficult times now. And I thought first, of course, this is me thinking, well, they're going to think I'm talking about them. Well, I am, because there's help to be had. And then I thought, well, who's the message for besides one or two that's really going through difficult times? And I thought, it's for all of us. For all of us. Because you have been or you are wounded. And there's help to be had. Could I encourage you this morning, no matter where you're at in your walk of life, run to the Lord that can help you and ask Him for healing and help. Maybe you know someone else is hurt and you want to pray for them. If you're lost this morning, I'll tell you, the God of heaven loves you and wants to save you. His Son died for you to prove it. Will you please come this morning and accept Him as your Lord and Savior and be saved? Let's all stand together.